I'm a Ghanaian. Like, I was raised in America with two Ghanaian parents, but they did me the, I had the privilege of going back to Ghana, like, a lot, like maybe every other year or something like that growing up. And also going to secondary school at Achimota for like about a year and a half in high school.
So that's a really nice segue into Year of Return, I think, you know, which our president is pushing or has been pushing all of 2019 and encouraging the diaspora, particularly African Americans, to come back home. I mean, how have you found, or how have you sort of related to that?
Well, I think it's great that a conversation is being started around this whole situation of the African Americans who, you know, don't really see Africa as a place to return to. I do think that more work and more of a conversation needs to be had on the Ghanaian side. And I think Ghanaians really need to be informed and made aware of the conditions of what really happened with the slave trade, the history of black people in America. I mean, if you ask the average Ghanaian about the Civil War, I mean, they might not even know there was a Civil War in America. Like, they have no idea, most people, about what these people are returning from. And I think that it's not just one side, the African-American side as well. I see a lot of euphoria over the return, and it's great, like, especially for, like, businesses like us. We are really, you know, benefiting and going to benefit off of this whole Christmas festivity and everything.
Yeah.
But speaking honestly from my heart, I, as an American, as somebody who was raised in America, I would like a realistic perspective to be projected about each side, to each side. And that would be really constructive, because I think a lot of African Americans come with the euphoric view of Africa, and a lot of Ghanaians are looking at how they can benefit off of these people being there. They're not really looking for a brotherhood. So, you know, it would be good to have a conversation.